You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
It's 4 o'clock and time for Sports Talk Live on Live 95 WRJM LP in Coleman. Sports Talk Live is brought to you in part by Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, by AK Reynolds, by Cyber Broadband, by Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, People's Bank, Scissor Salon, and Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency. Here are your hosts, Jason Spiegel, and guest host today, Mr. Eddie Gwynn.
Thank you, Tommy, and welcome everyone to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. And Ronnie unable to join us today for the Tuesday edition. So after the weekend that Alabama had, I thought, who could I get? And the first name popped in my mind, Eddie, is Eddie Gwynn. Welcome to the show, Eddie.
Thank you, Jason. I don't know if I'm happy to be here or not, but it's good to see you anyway.
Those of you who have listened to the show are familiar with Eddie, I'm sure, huge Alabama fan, and if you have followed us, either one of us, at all on Facebook, you know that he and I go together kind of like salt and pepper when it comes to Alabama and Auburn, back and forth. And Eddie, I have to say, you gave me a hard time about a prediction. I want to go back, and if Tommy will cue that up, to July 17th, the first prediction I had on the Ole Miss game. And then
play that nonstop since he's
here. I've listened to it 100 times, but want to play it for the listeners. Tommy, can you cue that up?
All right, next game, October the 4th, they play Ole Miss at Oxford.
Ole Miss at Oxford. Get ready for this. Lean back in your chair.
Oh, no. He's lost his ever-loving mind.
The Rebels have more experience at quarterback than anybody in the SEC.
Well, he still
Alabama
can't.
Traveling.
Oh,
Ole Miss Rebels take Alabama in an upset.
Oh.
On a normal year, I would never pick this, but this year, it's the year.
How can
it's
you
the
do
year
that?
Of the Rebel.
How can you, how can you do that?
Why did they get rid of the Rebel?
Well, there's too much controversy.
Yeah, too much controversy over an old man with a glass of beer in his
hand. That's exactly right. Their quarterback, I can't even think of Ole Miss's quarterback name. He was a junior college transfer last year. His name is left
his
me.
His name
he
escapes
did,
me,
yeah,
too.
He did a good job. He was kind of up and down. He was either really good or he was pretty bad. But, I'm taking Alabama, no question. Next week they got the Razorbacks.
Thank you, Tommy.
In Arkansas.
Eddie, later, to bring people up to speed later, and I'm going to find that one of these days and play it, but you chimed in, and you and Ronnie kind of tag-teamed me, and in fact, I remember some of your words were, you called in and said, has he been smoking dope or what? There's no way a team from Mississippi will beat Alabama.
And just like I told Jason, he better hold off on what he's saying until after next weekend.
Hey, but you've never heard me say there's no way anybody's going to beat Auburn.
No, I've not. I've never heard you say that. And I'm here. I'm going to eat crow. I didn't think there was any way. I actually made a bet with this young lady I'm dating over in Atlanta that Jason's heard about my lucky draws that I've had for about four years. Wore them to the Rose Bowl ever since I've been back in the South. And they will actually have to be burned this coming weekend, because I said if Ole Miss beats Alabama, I will burn my lucky draws. Will be gone.
Wow. Hey, Eddie, I will have to say, though, you are here standing up after all that's been said, and not only is there proof with On Demand, but there's proof on Facebook of things you said. And I have to hand it to you. You're here. I didn't know if you would accept the invitation this morning or not. And so I have to hand it to you for that. On a serious note, your opinion, and we'll get into this deeper as the show goes on, what's wrong at Alabama?
I think it's a couple of different things. I think there's a lot more, and this is no excuse by any means because it's part of the game. I think there's a lot of injuries that we knew about. You know, you lose your best pass rusher first play of the game. You lose your second biggest playmaker in that injury that Drake had. But what probably hurt them the most was losing their center. As we all know, going into a game, Mississippi State was lucky last week because their backup center got to practice for a week before the game. Then coming into the game, you know, he was prepared. Alabama's backup center was not prepared for what he had to undertake.
Right.
And I will tell you, this, you know, when you're starting to look before the game and you're listening, and, man, Ole Miss has recruited some fantastic defensive players and, you know, just names that you don't really think about till they start talking about them together as a group. I think Sims has hurt a little bit. It was his first road game. He was not prepared for that game. And I think we, the Alabama fan, bought too much into Alabama after they beat the name of Florida, which is a very, very
bad team. I agree with you 100% on that one. Florida not been impressive. We went over the stats, and I think you called in that day. But Alabama, a little better yardage than Kentucky against Florida, but very similar. And Kentucky not a bad team, though. Kentucky a completely different team than they were last year. Meanwhile, down in, on the Plains, I was at the game. Auburn put together, I guess, their best outing of the year. I think it's a combination of LSU's, not the normal LSU that we're used to seeing, and Auburn put together a good game. Probably the one of the best games in Gus Malzahn's tenure. But I don't know. We'll see this weekend. As you said, Mississippi State, huge game, number two and number three. Even some people have got it one and two. And so we'll see what happens this weekend.
Yeah, and I think you guys are going to run into the same thing we did. Probably buying in a little bit. And I texted you the same thing Saturday. I said, the name LSU scares you, like the name Florida scares you. And I think going back to Mississippi State, we don't know what we've got in the West if we want to sit here and be honest with each other. We bought into Texas A&M because what they did South Carolina week one. They haven't played anybody. They had to make this amazing comeback against Arkansas. And they got exposed this week. South Carolina, you know, we thought this was a big victory, even though I picked them to beat Georgia, and they did. But now they're sitting there with three SEC losses, and Kentucky is a good team, but they lost to Kentucky, should have lost to Vanderbilt. And so that's what you're dealing with South Carolina. So we're going to find out about both Auburn and Mississippi State, or a little bit more about them this weekend. But right now, as Jason and I talked before we got on the radio, we still don't know. And we both believe there's a loss or two possibly in both teams going down the road.
And if Auburn escapes without a loss, I will be amazed, because I think of all years, this may be their toughest schedule ever, Eddie, because simply because of where the games are played. I mean, they're going to Mississippi State, going to Ole Miss, they're going to Alabama, and hey, you play those three, and especially on a year like this, you play them on an average year, you're probably going to drop one of the three. You play them on a year that all three teams are ranked in the top seven, the odds are not good you're going to come out of there unbeaten.
And you know the funniest thing about this, I was thinking about this today, and this is not normal for us, and you and I both go on record on this one, and neither team, if we're both having a good year, we're not used to losing till later on in the year. This week, I have to pull for Texas A&M. When Auburn plays the Ole Miss Rebels, I have to pull for Auburn.
Oh, that's going to be enjoyable, too.
If Mississippi State beats Auburn when Alabama plays Mississippi State, Jason Spiegel has to pull for Alabama.
Oh yeah, you've got to pull for the route that's going to get your team where you need them to be. So.
With these early losses, usually we play LSU after, and we're more worried about those guys after you play them. So we feel we can still control our own destiny by beating LSU, so we still pull for them against Auburn. But now things have changed. We lose early. We have to become Auburn fans, which any Alabama fan, if Auburn's still undefeated or if Ole Miss is still undefeated going into the Auburn game, if you pull for Ole Miss over Auburn, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to describe it.
Because essentially, Ole Miss has a two-game lead on Alabama. Everybody thinks, well, they've got one, but they own the tiebreaker with Alabama, so Ole Miss needs to drop two before Alabama enters the picture.
Or Auburn beats Ole Miss, Alabama beats Auburn, then there's a three-way tie. And then, you know, there's so many other things that can come involved in this. So, like I said, you have to – You must pull for Auburn at this point in time, especially if Ole Miss loses one or if they go in undefeated into the Auburn game. Either way, you have to pull for Auburn.
Eddie, you and I both agree. We talked about it before the show, and we talked about it, mentioned it anyway, since we've been on air. Something wrong at the capstone, something wrong in Tuscaloosa. I'm going to read you a few things that I found today that really interesting and really, I guess you would say, Unsaban-like. Of course, you know it's been all over the TV, radio. Alabama has dropped their last three games to ranked opponents. Out of their last seven games, they're 4-3. They this year lost the earliest they have lost since, 2007, Saban's first year. They lost the earliest in the season than they have since Saban's first year. Field goal, still a problem for Alabama.
Thought we had that one worked out.
Yeah, I did too. I thought after the first game or so there that it was all worked out. But how about this? Alabama has gone 2-9 in the three losses. 2-9 field goals in the last three losses. And when you get a game that's decided by 6 points, and you missed two field goals, that's not hard to figure out. I mean, not a college graduate, but I believe I can add that up. So.
Yeah. Well, I am, and, you know, throwing an interception late, fumbling the kickoff following the touchdown, all these things are uncharacteristic of Alabama football teams, Nick Saban football teams.
And special teams still a problem.
The kickoff team has been a problem since – as long as I can remember, even that year we came down on the plains and killed you, you still scored on a kickoff.
Run a kickoff back. Yeah, I remember that. I missed
the
that.
The Clemson game, Nick's second year, we started getting well. The kickoff the second half, they returned it.
How about this little stat? In losses to Auburn, Oklahoma, and Ole Miss, the Crimson Tide defense surrendered 6 second-half touchdowns, each one of them a passing touchdown. Okay, Alabama has been outscored 40-14 in the last quarter in those games. In their last three losses, 40-14 in the fourth quarter. Alabama, at one time, owned the fourth quarter.
Okay, well, off the top of my head, I know at least 21 of those points, counting extra points, came off turnovers and a returned field goal. So that stat may be a little skewed on the defense, that it may not be exactly 100% fair, but it is true. That's the first time I think that Saban's lost with a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter, I believe.
Yeah, you don't want to be trailing Alabama in the fourth quarter, or previously you didn't.
Mm-hmm. And he's done it to the Auburn in the Auburn game as well as now this one. The Oklahoma game, I knew going into that game they weren't going to show up, and they didn't.
Right.
It's harder for me to accept that. But games of importance was the Auburn and the Ole Miss game, and so there is a little bit of difference. We have no pass rush, and Alabama has no pass rush since Courtney Upshaw, and Duvall going out early was one of their main pass rushers this year, which is not going to help, and he's out, I think, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, Eddie, one more thing, and then we'll go to a quick break. Still on the Alabama-Ole Miss game question. You talked about the injuries. Alabama, year after year, and Ronnie has pointed this out several times as we aggravate each other going back and forth. Year after year, Alabama has the number one recruiting class. Why is injuries playing this big a part when Alabama more than likely has as good or better players on their second-string team as Ole Miss has on their first-string team? I mean, with the recruits Alabama has, you would think Eddie goes out, I'm just going to put Jason in. He's going to do basically the same thing, maybe not hardly as good, but enough to beat Ole Miss.
Right. I think on that particular situation, yeah, there's a large group of five stars. But based on certain positions, with exception of Cooper, you probably lost three of the players you didn't need to lose during that football game. I mean, if it had been Trey DePriest, it would have been another bad situation on the defense as well. But we're losing key guys. You know, if you lose a Landon Collins, but you're right, we have recruited five stars. And I don't know if it's practice time. I don't know if Nick's run it like they do in the pros, where these guys aren't getting in many snaps in practice. But there has been an issue with backups at the University of Alabama.
All right, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little high school football, name the People's Bank Player of the Week. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Money, the sound of money and that music. If you hear that, Eddie, or the OJs, for the love of money, you know it's time for People's Bank. Where's Moolah? And Moolah, not physically hidden this time, mentally hidden and running in my head, and so that is a dangerous place for Moolah to be. Clues to bring you up to date in case you missed last week's shows, and I'm going off memory, so if I'm wrong, somebody call and correct me. Clue number one, well, I don't know what order these were in, but one of the clues was the sum of the road is 4. Another clue is, if you're looking for moolah, you might want to take a pocket full of money. A pocket full of money if you're looking for moolah. Another clue was, if you're riding around looking for moolah, You will never see Moolah, and you will ride around in a circle. The last clue, and I think this was actually the second clue, but the only remaining clue is you might be able to sleep or spend the night above Moolah. So you might be able to sleep or spend the night above Moolah. Okay, the clue for today, People's Bank, where's Moolah, is if you're looking for Moolah, be sure to get it done. If you're looking for Moolah, be sure to get it done. And Eddie is looking at me making all kind of faces.
I have no clue.
Yeah. Hey, I thought you had it figured out there, Eddie.
Yeah.
So if you want to take a guess anytime during the show, you get one guess per show. If you're not correct today, be sure to listen in Thursday. Take another shot at it. The number 256-737-9951. And we have Sandra Kelly from Coleman on the line. I'm probably going to take a shot at Moolah or maybe come down on Nick Saban. Who knows? Sandra, you with us?
I'm with you.
Okay. What do you got?
Is it Circus Circus?
No, it's not Circus Circus. I'm sorry, but a good guess. Try again Thursday, or if you got another one, somebody in the family, get them to call.
Okay. Thank
you.
You.
Circus Circus. So, the round and round, I don't know, but the clue today, again, in case somebody missed it, is be sure to get it done. All right. Eddie's still puzzled by this. High school football, Eddie. Been a while for you.
Yeah, been a year or two.
Yeah. You could probably still play a down or two.
Maybe one.
Hey, have you played any of that 40 and over?
Are you crazy?
They play it all over the place.
Yeah, Tally called me. I said, I think I need to work.
Yeah.
Instead of playing football.
I'm telling you, that wouldn't take much of that. I can play checkers and get sore now.
Yeah.
All the county teams, Eddie, this past week went down and defeat Coleman, the only team in the Coleman County, Coleman City area that was winner. They were a winner over Athens, I think 28-7.
Wow.
And speaking of Coleman, going to name our People's Bank Player of the Week. He is a Coleman player. His name, Ross Crocker. Ross Crocker, Coleman quarterback, sophomore, completed 19 of 26 passes for 265 yards and two touchdowns. Well, that's not a bad night's work.
That's not bad at all.
I would love to see Nick Marshall be 19 of 26 for 265 yards. Ross Crocker. So if you know Mr. Crocker, pass the word on. We'll be getting in touch with him, passing on his plaque for being the Sports Talk Live People's Bank Player of the Week. Eddie, we didn't have anything like this when you were in school.
No, we didn't. We didn't. We had some good players back then, too, so it would have been nice if we would have.
Hey, that's what it's all.
I don't know if I'd ever won it, but it'd been nice.
Hey, they might have felt sorry for you.
A couple of times.
Yeah, and give it to you a time or two.
Yeah.
Good football going to be on tap coming up this weekend in the college and high school. Since we've been on the college. What do you think about this weekend, Eddie? You won't be here Thursday, so we can get your picks. In fact, I won't be here Thursday, so I can go ahead and give mine and leave it to Ronnie. Let's talk about the game I know you're interested in, Alabama-Arkansas. What's your thoughts?
I think Alabama's I've actually been to a game in Fayetteville, and it's a crazy – crazy place to be. You walk in past their students, they're yelling at you as you walk into the stadium. But once part of the stadium is open, and I guess the students who can't get tickets sat out on this hill.
The cheap seats.
And, you know, and they sit there and they watch it from outside and they scream.
They're not drinking any beer.
They're drinking a lot. I won't say what they called me as I was walking into the stadium. But it's not an easy place to stay or to play. But I do believe that Arkansas is an improving team. And as Jason knows, He's probably my second favorite coach in the SEC because I love the style of play that Arkansas plays. They come in, they play physical, they have a fullback, they have a tailback, they play real football.
And so what are you alluding to, that Auburn don't play real football?
I love any school that wants to come in and play old-fashioned, let's man up and see who's the bigger man football. And so I do think Alabama over the years has recruited better to this style because, you know, if we're being honest, we recruit to LSU. And that's not going to be a big Mississippi State would have been more worrisome to us than LSU, you know, the game after this year. But I think we're physically better off playing a team like LSU than we are even a team like Ole Miss. So I think Alabama wins. I think Alabama wins by two touchdowns.
By two touchdowns. Alabama a 9.5-point favorite, I think, in that one, according to Five Dimes. So Eddie takes Alabama. Sit back in your chair, Eddie.
Okay.
The problems are at Tuscaloosa. Nick Saban, 4-3, last seven, three in a row to ranked opponents. Even with all that, I think Alabama wins.
Oh, wow. Because Arkansas's not ranked.
I had you worried for a minute. But I will say this. I think it's going to be mid-fourth quarter before Alabama puts the game away. I think Arkansas will keep it close, but I think third, fourth quarter, Alabama will wear them down. And Arkansas is huge. Their offensive line, I think, was said they would be the fifth largest line in the NFL. So,
right. I love that team.
But I think Alabama will get the win. I'm going to say Alabama's going to score some points on Arkansas. 38-23, Alabama.
And Sims being on the road for the second time, I think that will help him out a little bit this game.
Let's go ahead and get the other good one out of the way.
Okay, you get to go first, though.
Auburn at Mississippi State.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Auburn.
This is a game at the beginning of the year I didn't give a whole lot of thought to. It was just a game on the schedule that we would go over there and do what we had to do to win. I'm telling you, Eddie, I'm concerned about the game, but as concerned as I am, I'm going to have to pick Auburn. And I usually call it, like I said, you can check with Ronnie. If I think Auburn's going to get beat, I will be the first to tell you. I think Auburn wins this game. And it's going to be, I think, right around the point spread. What Vegas is giving, 3, 3.5. In a high-scoring affair, I'm going to say Auburn 38. Mississippi State, I wanted to give them 31, but that wouldn't work out. So I'm going to say 35. 38-35, Auburn.
We need a little more cowbell going into this game. And I guess you'll have to fall down on this one. I think Mississippi State is living on a prayer. I think they have one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC. But I honestly believe that's what they got. They caught, you know, Texas A&M, as we talked about earlier, caught South Carolina, which is not a good South Carolina team, and just the snowball started rolling. Same thing. They beat LSU. LSU's a pretender this year. They're undermanned in every position. Their defensive line is terrible. They're not physical like the LSU of the past. They can't find a quarterback. And they're just not a good football team. I think Auburn wins this game easily. I'm going to go another two touchdowns, 35-21.
I hope you're right, Eddie. I hope I have some breathing room. Boy, I enjoyed that game Saturday when Auburn jumped on them and you never really had to worry. The game was never in doubt. I like those kind of games when Auburn's playing them. It don't make for good TV, but I wasn't worried about good TV. So, all right, next game.
Two real bad teams.
But I think it'll be a good game.
With great names.
LSU at Florida.
The problem, Jason, is we don't even know who's playing for Florida. Okay, number one, they find the quarterback.
Boy, have they got problems.
Then what happens to him? You know, he goes back and he's off the team. Then they have another backup quarterback and another freshman in a fight. So then they've got two more suspended off the team. They've got a crazy coach. I don't care what the Tennessee fans were yelling at Florida during the game. The coach needs to put on earmuffs and don't make a statement like he made after that.
Let me say this. When Muschamp's eyes start going about six different directions, you know he's mad. He's upset. The veins start showing in his neck. His eyes are going six different directions. It's something else then.
And he needs to just shut up. But as I don't know who to pick in this game, but I guess I still think – I think LSU is so bad that Florida is going to beat them 14-10.
14-10. Going to look a lot like the Florida-Tennessee game. All right, I'm going to go with the LSU Tigers simply because the Florida defense, what I've seen Alabama do to them, they are terrible. But I agree with you. LSU's bad also.
Did you watch Auburn's offense against LSU's defense this week?
We're talking about two different offenses, though.
But I will say,
Auburn is known for offense.
Auburn can throw the ball in the air, and your guys can catch it. It don't matter who should catch it. The Auburn guy somehow comes down with the football.
I will say that.
Just one Auburn guy.
Yeah, Auburn comes down with the football. No matter where Nick throws it, it's a touchdown.
They have to. If they're going to catch it, they're going to have to be able to get to it wherever it's at because there's no telling where you're going to throw it.
We thought last year when the guy tipped the ball up in the air in the Georgia game, that was just a fluke. That was just a plan. That's how it works out for Auburn.
Hey, that's the way we roll at Auburn. Before I pick this game, Eddie, we're going to have to go to a quick break. The number, if you want to take a stab at Moolah, 256-737-9951. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, Coleman 95.5.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
.437, welcome back to Sports Talk Live, a college-filled Tuesday as we talk about Alabama, Auburn, and games coming up this weekend. The number again, if you want to take a guess at Moolah, 256-737-9951. Eddie, we got to LSU and Florida, and I'm going to have to take LSU, as I said, only because there's no reason to take Florida.
Good point.
I'm going to say a 20 13 game LSU. All right. Moving west. Ole Miss at Texas A&M. Is this a game that's Ole Miss put too much into last week, too much hype, and going to be a letdown this week?
I think there will be a letdown, but I'm just not, as we've talked earlier, I'm not a fan of A&M. I don't think they have anything on defense. I think they can score some points, but I don't think they can stop Ole Miss. So I'm going to take the Rebels 42-35.
I'm going to go Ole Miss also. 31-28, Ole Miss. We're agreeing too much. For two people that don't agree, we're agreeing too much.
Yeah, we're 100% together so far, aren't we?
Well, we disagreed on LSU and Florida.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Georgia at Missouri.
Girly.
You're a girly man.
I think girly. Well, I saw today where they're saying now that he's the top choice for the Heisman. He's a beast. I don't think Georgia's got much else on offense. So I think they are strong enough to go in there and take down Missouri. I think Georgia's going to win the East. And so I've got to go with Georgia 24-21.
Georgia 24-21. I'm going to stay with you again. The Bulldogs, I think they're going to put 37 on the board. 37-23, Georgia. Okay. This is a good one. This will be one that everybody trying to get tickets to, folks. You might try StubHub or eBay. I wish I had tickets to it. Vandy playing Charleston Southern.
Vandy, Charleston Southern. Man, that's Charleston Southern.
I'll be honest, Eddie, I didn't even know there was a college named Charleston Southern.
There is a College of Charleston. I know that. But Charleston Southern, I have no idea. So, going into this blind and having no idea what Charleston's record is, I'm going to go 42-10 Vanderbilt.
42-10 Vandy. I'm going to stay with you there. And I like that score, but I'm going to have to change it a little bit. I'm going to say 41-6.
Okay.
Vandy.
There we go.
All right. Another sleeper, Kentucky, Louisiana Monroe.
Kentucky will probably have a little bit of a letdown because they left a lot of emotions out on the field against South Carolina last week. But still, La Monroe's not enough to play with them. You've got to be impressed with what Stoops is doing up there. He's a great coach. He's going to be really aggravated after this game, but they're still going to win this thing 21-10.
I'm going to go with Kentucky also, and I'm going to say 30-13. We're even close on our scores.
I know, it's kind of scary.
Tennessee and Chattanooga, keeping it in the Rocky Top State.
Yeah, well, Chattanooga did take my JSU Gamecocks into overtime this year before JSU pulled out the victory. So, you know, that was our first win of the year at JSU after I only lost to Michigan State the week before. So, that being said, I have a feeling that this is going to be – Tennessee is going to actually – their quarterback's going to come to play, and they're going to find a little offense. So, I'm going to go 48-10 Tennessee.
48-10 Tennessee. I'm with you again on Tennessee. I think it's going to be 42-0.
42-0. The only thing we disagreed on was one that neither one of us had a clue.
South Carolina, can they get a win this week, being that they're a bye week?
No, they can't get a win, but at least they won't get another SEC loss.
That's true. That's
true. You know what's crazy? It was probably 10 years ago. I was at a meeting in Las Vegas, and we had a guy that was there with – I was dealing with his fiance at the time.
Wait a minute. Now, back that up, Eddie.
Yeah, he was.
You were dealing with his fiance at the time.
Well, it was a business.
Oh, okay.
He attended with his fiance. Then when I found out he was the operations manager for the Redskins, and he had just taken the operations manager job with Miami, of course, I wasn't involved with the business meeting. I was talking to this gentleman. And that was Spurrier's last year at Washington. And he's telling me that Spurrier's gone because he could tell just by watching Spurrier. Spurrier has checked out. Everything I see right now with Spurrier, with his press conferences, everything he's doing, in my mind, Spurrier has checked out. I think.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it, but now that you mention it, yeah, you may be right.
I mean, it's 10, 11, 12 years later, but the guy's telling me Spurrier's doing crazy stuff. He's leaving the practice field at 5 to go play golf every day. And, you know, and it seems like he's at that same thing. I think Steve is tired. I hope Steve retires because I, you know, as much as I hated him when he started coaching, he still does the same things, but now it's more comical and you love
him. Oh, yeah.
And I hope that just for his legacy that he may hang it up after this year. But then again, if they keep losing, he may have to make a comeback to prove that he's not washed up.
Yeah, I think it's time that somebody new steps in at South Carolina. The program going downhill, but hey, we'll see. He's got plenty of money. He don't have to work. So.
No, he doesn't have to work at all, and he's one of the best coaches of all time.
Eddie, I'm going to throw in a moolah clue here out of the blue. It's not even going to have music, anything, just in case somebody has checked out theirself and not listening right now. Somebody might get an advantage. Clue number two for today is, when looking for moolah, you might want to dress a little better. Dress a little better. You might want to wear a tie, a jacket, or at least a collared shirt. You know, kind of like some of the nice golf courses, and no T-shirts, no jeans.
Can you wear a bow tie or is it a regular tie?
Hey, that's
up to you. I'm kind of over the bow tie right now.
All right, Coleman will be playing Russellville Friday night, Eddie, and that will be the home of Friday Night Live, be broadcasting the Coleman Russellville game. Tommy and Jason will be on air. So I know you said earlier you don't know anything about high school.
Not in the county anymore. I've been gone too long.
Tommy has corrected me. West Point and Russellville. Sorry. West Point and Russellville will be the game for Friday Night Live. I asked him just a second ago, came straight in here, wrote it down, Coleman and Russellville. But West Point and Russellville. Take a stab at that one. Who wins this game?
Well, I have to go strictly by everyone in the county lost this week. So, and I know Russellville over the years has had good football. And like I said, unfortunately, I've been out
West
of the
Point,
state 11
years.
West
Point this time is only one loss.
Oh, only one loss?
Well, who did they lose to this past week?
Who beat them?
I'm not sure who it was.
All right. Well,
West Point lost to J.O. Johnson this past week.
Okay. What was the score, Tommy?
40-2, if I remember correctly.
42. Hey, that sounds like some of the Cold Spring scores when
does,
I was in school.
It does. I'll go with Russellville just based on their past history with no knowledge of what Russellville's got anymore, just from the athletes that they had way back in the day.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that one. Russellville, strong year in, year out, so no reason not to go with Russellville. Eddie, a subject I'm going to bring up now. We've got about 4 minutes, so not time to tackle it. And
well,
I know
you might want to wait until after the break on this one.
You're grinning from ear to ear on this one.
I've been preparing for this one all day, so you might want to wait for this debate to start.
I even gave Eddie a heads up, posted it on Facebook, because it's something that I brought up a long time back. And I'm still not sure that I believe it, Eddie. I'll say that up front, but the headline, AL.com, The Battle of Bama, is Gus Malzahn the best head coach in the state? And that is something that can be debated, and as someone posted on my Facebook, it probably depends on what colors you're wearing. So, and you notice what color I got on today?
I do. I'm actually wearing a 95.5 t-shirt, just so you guys know, so I came prepared. He's still in all blue and orange. As some of you have seen that I posted on Facebook, his picture, that I might have to kill him at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, this topic is laughable to me. I'm sorry. How many years has Gus Malzahn been a head coach?
This will be his third as head coach. Second at Auburn, third year as a head coach.
So 2 years and five games.
Right.
Basically. How many national championships has Nick Saban won?
I don't keep. Well, it depends on how Alabama counts them, Eddie.
No, Nick Saban. This has nothing to do with
Alabama
this
counts them on years that they don't win.
This has been since 2000.
What's he got?
How many has he won since 2000?
What's he got? Four?
Four. LSU, three at Alabama.
I'll try to act like I don't know how many he's got.
Okay, so four total in those years. Now, Gus is a great coach. Would, in your opinion, is Nick Saban going to go down in history as one of the best college coaches in the history of the game?
There's no question he will go down as one of the best coaches.
As one of the best coaches. I will agree.
Yeah, right now, he would probably go down as the best head coach.
And, there's a lot of good ones in there. You know, you're talking about Brian, you're talking about others.
Yeah, let's, Alabama fans, take a nerve pill because I'm here to tell you today, Nick Saban, a better head coach than Barry Bryant. My opinion.
I mean, I still think we got a little more time before we know this for sure. But
I think you're running out of time.
At this point in his career, with 2 years and five games, you cannot compare a man who up against a man who you just said is better than Bear Bryant. Who right now in history, if you go ask anybody who's the most famous college football coach of all time, they're going to say Bear Bryant. When Katy Perry posts something on Twitter of her and Nick Saban, that tells you the respect Nick Saban gets from anyone. And Gus is a great coach, and years from now he may turn out to be the best coach out of the two. I don't know, but he does not have any history to prove this.
All right.
There's not enough facts there.
We come back. I'm going to respond to that. I've got a response to it, but don't have time to put it out there. So we come back. The number 256-737-9951. Take a stab at Moolah or take a stab at Gus, Saban, whoever you want to. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Colvin.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Colman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Colman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Colman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Colman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Colman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Colman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Colman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Colman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Tuesday afternoon, and we're talking Alabama-Auburn, a hot topic today, and Alabama really the topic of discussion since the loss over at the Grove in Mississippi. Eddie, responding, those of you who might have just joined us, we're talking Nick Saban, Gus Malzahn. Is Gus Malzahn the new, as they say, gold standard in football? Is he the new hot commodity in the state of Alabama? And you say no way you can say that.
No,
right?
I didn't say
you
hot.
You say no way you can
hot
say
hot commodity, right? He is hot. We'll agree there, but comparing him to Nick Saban, there's no way.
Okay. Let me tell you a little bit about Gus Malzahn.
Okay.
Gus inherited a program at Auburn that, let's be honest, it was terrible under Chizik. The prisoners were running the prison. Auburn coming off a 3-9 season, 0-8 in the SEC, probably the worst season in Auburn football history. Mm-hmm. They were ranked 117 out of 124 teams that year. Mm-hmm. Gus comes in, first year. Not second year as Saban, first year. Mm-hmm. Goes 12-2, SEC championship, appeared in the national title game. Okay. Saban has a winning record against Auburn, Tennessee, LSU, all the big boys. Mm-hmm. There's one coach that Saban has never beaten.
By 1 second, we know.
And that is Gus Malzahn.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey.
So, okay, so what you're telling me is Gus played Nick at home, was down two touchdowns late. I was at the game, so you were too. We both witnessed it in person. And so at home and went on a fluke play. He is 1-0, but, you know, 109-yard field goal return does not happen every game, so it is a fluke play. And so that's what you're basing this argument on, a 109-yard field goal return?
That's not all. That's just part.
What about Saban? What did he take over? He took over from Mike Shula.
But
inmates were running the asylum.
A better record.
Inmates were running the asylum. How many people got drafted on Nick's first team?
A better record.
How many players got drafted on Nick's first team he inherited from Mike Shula?
I don't know. I can.
The answer to that is zero. How many players got drafted off the team that Gus inherited from Nick last year? D4, Trey Mason. Okay. So there's a little bit of a difference inheriting players. So what you're telling me is Trooper Taylor, Looper, Gene, Gus, they all recruited great athletes. Maybe Gene didn't do a good job coaching them for 1 year, but Gene did win the national championship, I do believe, in 2010, correct? In 2010. So Nick, his best player was a receiver. He's slipping my mind right now. I think he's probably in jail. But
More than likely.
I'm very serious. He's been in a lot of trouble since he left. He made like the Giants practice squad, but he had zero drafted. Nick's second year, after his first year recruiting, he did make the SEC playoff or the SEC championship game, lost to Tebow in the fourth quarter. So, okay. There's the little comeback.
All right, let's give you another stat.
All right.
Saban, 4-3 in the last seven games. We talked about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He has, let me find that number again, against ranked opponents. Malzahn, 17-2 since being at Auburn.
Wow.
10-1 in the conference. 7-2 against ranked opponents.
Okay, you said 4-3, right?
4-3 in his last seven games.
Saban is 4-0 in national championship games. What's Gus's record?
0-1.
Okay, so Saban has never lost a national championship game. How many has Gus won?
He has not won any as a head coach.
As a head coach, he has not won any. We don't know. We haven't looked back at Saban being assistant. I'm sure he's probably been involved in some playoff teams in the NFL as well, but we don't want to count the assistants because that way we're just kind of grasping at straws there. So, all right, 4-0 in national championship games versus 0-1. Okay, go ahead.
That is about all these stats, but I'm going to tell it like this guy here says in his name, Jordan Cotts, who writes for the Bleacher Report.
I wonder where he played.
I'm going to sum it up with this. You call it luck. You can call it a gimmick. And you can say it won't last long. but he says, I call it the best coach in the state.
Okay.
So I'm not the one saying this, Eddie. I'm still the...
Okay. I think, probably goes by who, what colors you wear, and I'm sure, well, this guy is a Bleacher Report guy.
His address is 327 War Eagle Way, Auburn, Alabama.
Yeah, that's probably correct. But, you know, coming into this, there's Johnny on the phone. But so you've got a partner in crime here. But coming into this, there is no way you can say this. And actually, you freeze as Malzahn's mentor in this offense. You do realize
no,
this.
Eddie, let's don't go there.
Who was he calling when he was at Arkansas State about running this offense? Who did
let's
he take
get Johnny.
Over?
Welcome to the show, Johnny, from the big town of Bremen.
How's it going, fellas?
Hey,
what's
we're
up,
great.
Brother?
How about you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I would kind of have to agree with Eddie to an extent. I don't think there's a way you could argue right now. But I tell you, if I was to have to start a team today, I would much rather have Malzahn as my coach than I would Saban, because
Right.
Saban could slip and break up in the shower next week,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, and that is what I've said, because I remember Gene Chizik, perfect example. I was totally against Gene Chizik when he came to Auburn. He goes, wins the national championship, and I think, man, how wrong could I have been? And then you know what happened with the Auburn situation there. So, you know, the jury probably still out on Gus, but as you said, I would take Gus – strictly due to Saban's age. He may be working at ESPN next year.
So were you saying that Gene's problem was maybe recruiting tactics?
I think Gene had a lot of problems.
Well, so recruiting tactics.
Gene would have to be able to spell recruiting before he could do that.
I think that tactic plays for the Carolina Panthers right now that drove that one all the way home, and one plays for the Detroit Lions at this point in time on the other side.
Johnny, have you ever seen anybody like Eddie Gwynn? You can't convince him of anything.
I can't argue with Johnny on one point. I mean, probably right now, based on age, yeah, I mean, he's in his 60s. I mean, I can't argue, and I don't know if you watched any of Nick's press conferences where he said it's good to, he goes, it's weird that it's, you have to go in and actually prepare for a I formation football team this week. You know, you got to give guys like Gus and his mentor Hugh Freeze a lot of credit for coming up with these offenses like this, and Gus learning from you. And you could tell he was a good student from what he's learned and the tactics he's running down at Auburn. So I will give him credit for that one.
Yeah, I think that Eddie had brought up. You guys were talking about Coach Bryant a little earlier. And I don't know that I wouldn't say that David's not a better coach than Coach Bryant. I haven't named any of my kids Bear or anything like that.
There you go.
But at the end of the day, Coach Bryant had the market. He cornered the market. You know, he had 30 or 40 scholarships athletes from another place, you know, any other place in the SEC or the country that were playing for him as walk-ons. You know, he... Mm-hmm. Well, shoot, he had guys on baseball scholarships, swimming scholarships,
then,
anything
you
that you could think of
too.
There. And he just was, he was good for that era. I'm not sure he could have done the same things. It's just a lot more competitive than it was then. Not taking anything away from Coach Bryant. You can only coach in the area you're in. But I don't think that's a slight to him at all, saying that Saban's a better coach.
Right.
But it's apples and oranges.
Yeah, I agree, and I think the exact opposite is probably true. You put Saban back in Bear's era, and he probably is not the coach he is now. I mean, it's just, you know, it's, like you said, apples and oranges. And I do think Saban, when he finally hangs his hat up or his jacket or whatever, he don't wear a hat, but when he hangs it up at Alabama, I think he will be remembered as the greatest coach in Alabama history.
Well, and I think that'll probably take another generation of folks to die off before that gets cemented. But yeah, I don't think you can argue with it. I mean, plus the other thing, you play a lot more games now than you did in Coach Bryant there. That 323 wouldn't be stuck there. He would have had a lot more if he was, well, I say that, but he just may not have been competitive as he is you know, as he was back in that day. It's just a different deal. And the other thing, I don't think Coach Bryant's probably the last coach that I could think of other than Paterno, which I think I've spoke to you about that before. I think he kind of got the shaft on that. But, you know, it, saying that, those were probably the last two coaches, and maybe Bowden, that had the WASTA to just, you know, you could throw anything on them short of pictures of them committing felonies with some of their players. And, you know, I think they may be some of the last guys that had that kind of WASTA to just stick around, stick through whatever. Everybody else is on a short leash, you know. I think it's ludicrous that you hear people even entertaining the question that Saban should be worried or concerned at all about his job. Yeah. I think that's the last thing he's worried or concerned about, but the question even coming up is ludicrous in my mind.
Yeah, anybody will say that after one loss. They go back to what I said earlier, the Alabama fan.
And I've heard that more than once on the radio. And of course, you know where that comes from, the Feinbaum show.
But so. what you've got to love about Coach Bryant as well, you know, you're talking about the different generation. And I remember Joe Namath telling the story that when he got in trouble, all the coaches told Coach Bryant that they need to let him play. And Coach Bryant pulls Joe in his office, said, "Joe, we can do this two ways." He goes, "All my coaches want you to play." And he goes, "So I'm going to leave this up to you. So if you choose to play, I'm going to have to retire and quit. So it's up to you, Joe, what you want to do." And Joe said, "Well, I couldn't let the man quit, so I had to sit out my year to do that." So, you know, there was some strict discipline in that era as well. But, you know, Bryant with the whiskey and the Chesterfields, you know, what's the guy's name we had from Washington State? Price. He definitely couldn't have. He would have survived better in Bryant's world.
Hey, Johnny, the final four teams, the 14 playoff, who you got in there? We have to ask everybody that calls this, so just trying to get a feel.
I would say right now it's just for – I think we're going to trip each other out of the West. I mean, if someone was to ask me right now, I would still put Auburn. I don't know that Florida State's going to make it through unscathed. But
I hope not.
They don't play anybody besides Notre Dame, though.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame's going to get them, but I kind of
he's going to get Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame's probably going to get Florida State and will wind up taking their spot there. And then whoever comes out of the SEC title game. So I mean, I would say right now that you know, Auburn and Alabama still have a great shot at being there in that round of four, which is what nobody in the country wants to see. Unless you live in Alabama,
right.
But I think you very well may see. I say that, and it could just wind up being Mississippi State and Auburn doing the same thing. You know, kind of like what we saw in 2012 when LSU and Alabama had that rematch. You know, that's the only. I mean, I think it's either going to be two teams out of the SEC West, or we might see none at all. I mean, I just don't think Georgia's got the, got it. Even if they win, the SEC championship, I still see those guys as being a two-loss team going in, and I don't think anybody's going to let that let that happen again.
They're so one-dimensional.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Auburn's got the flaws. I mean, there's plenty of schools that do. I think the jury's still out on Ole Miss and Mississippi State, though.
I agree.
Who do you see winning the game this weekend, Auburn, Mississippi State?
I mean, I kind of think Auburn will win a squeaker as well. I don't, you know, but I've been wrong about all kind of stuff. WNB in Iraq and everything you think of, I've been wrong about. So,
yeah. Join the crowd.
But, yeah, I think it would not surprise me if Mississippi State won. They remind me a whole lot of Auburn, you know, when Cam was there. It's a similar-looking team to me, and I don't think the expectations were, you know, outside of Starkville, I don't think the expectations were there either.
Yeah, well, let's look at something. I pulled this up real quick, right? Florida State, we've already talked about. Okay,
yep.
Two, and we've got a tie at three in the AP poll. Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, they all play against each other.
Yep.
So, for sure, two of those guys are going to have a loss. Baylor, you know, they played TCU, they still have to play Oklahoma. That's a problem. Notre Dame and Florida State, one of those two will have a loss after this.
Yep.
Okay, Alabama, we still don't know what they've got yet. Michigan State still lurking in a very weak Big Ten that could actually somehow slip their way back up with all the cannibalization of everyone else. TCU plays Baylor. They got past the Oklahoma game. And then sneaking in at number 10 is Arizona. And, you know, they'll still have to go through Oregon to get there, of course. And so then you've got Oklahoma and then Oregon 11 and 12. So there, it's going to be such an interesting season. I heard somebody said the best today on TV. He goes, I am tired of talking about the top four because everybody's going to play each other, and everybody I have in my top four, somebody's going to lose. And I think that's where we are. So
yeah,
you could be looking at somebody like Auburn was last year coming from nowhere and getting in this thing because of all the cannibalization that's going to happen before them.
Well, I think that's the human factor that is really great about the playoff system, and I can't see that it won't expand, but that human factor in there really gives us an element where I love rooting for Boise, you know, all the undefeated teams that they had, and they played good football. But having said that, you know, that eye test with all those folks that are in there, they're going to look at other metrics that, you know, the computer can't really figure out, you know, it just can't do that. And when you look at something out of the West, I may be, you know, like the West where these teams all have to play each other, you know, people can take that into consideration. Now, I know there's a lot of people, Danny Cannell, and a lot of people don't want to do that, but, you know, having said that, that's the only thing I could see that might allow two SEC teams in.
And you know what the craziest thing is, and I'm not saying this is going to happen because I don't necessarily believe in them right now. If Alabama went undefeated the rest of the way until the Auburn game, and they would still be in the top four as far as the AP rankings, which doesn't matter because everybody is going to lose in front of them, with exception of possibly Florida State, Baylor, and either Auburn, Mississippi State, or Ole Miss. And so it's going to be crazy how this is going to work out. I have no clue.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, it'll be interesting. I don't like the idea of a committee deciding. I'd rather have the polls out for everybody to see, maybe the BCS poll.
Well, they start, a few weeks, they're going to post the top four of where they
are. But it's still a committee meeting behind closed doors, and people don't like the SEC. They're sick of the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, and you're sitting there, and you're talking about Georgia again. They're at 13. If they keep winning and win the SEC championship, they could be, you know. But I'm like you. They still got Auburn in their way. So it's going to be very interesting, guys. Very interesting.
Hey, Johnny, we appreciate – before we let you go, do you want to take a guess at Moolah, where Moolah might be? Have you listened to the clues?
Yeah, I've been listening and on Google Maps trying to figure it out, and the only thing I could really come up with a guess was the skating rink in Vinemont, but I'm pretty sure that ain't it.
No, sorry.
About 21 and 22.
It don't cost anything to take a guess, though, so.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate you, Johnny. We've got to go to a break, and appreciate you calling. Give us a call back, and we'll talk about it again.
Hey, Johnny, go Cox.
Go Cox.
There you go, buddy.
All right.
Best coach in the state, draft.
Go Jack State. All right, buddy.
511. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
I-13 on a sunny Tuesday afternoon after the big storm last night. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman, the number 256-737-9951. And we have got a caller that I'm sure is taking a stab at moolah.
I've already said you're going to win it, so okay. Let's hear it.
Cindy, welcome to the show again.
Hey, have you missed me?
Yeah, hey, Ronnie was ready to put out a APB on you last week.
So. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to listen the other day, so.
Hey, we didn't know what had happened, but we knew something was up when you hadn't come to collect the money, and so.
Well, maybe I'm going to collect it this time, you know.
Yeah, maybe so.
I'm betting on you, Cindy. I'm not going to bet against you.
Oh, I hope so, Eddie. Give a big gold tide when we're done.
There Cindy, you go. Cindy. We'll say it real loud and proud.
All right, Cindy, you want to take a stab at moolah?
Yeah, I'm going to say Shula's Steakhouse at the Galleria.
Cindy, believe it or not, you're correct.
Shula. Roll Tide, Cindy.
It's about time.
Roll Tide, baby.
I have never.
Yeah, Roll Tide. Come on, Jason, give me a Roll Tide.
I can't go that low. But you are correct. Shula's Steakhouse.
I see what. I was getting kind of bummed out on it. I was losing my touch.
I wasn't thinking 31 in Hoover. I was still in Colman. I was on County Road 22 for a while. Hey, when Cindy, you said a suit and tie, I was like, okay, we're done here.
Yeah, we're out of Colman.
And Johnny guessed the skating rink, and I'm thinking, Johnny, you said a tie. Come on.
I'll be by there to get the
move on. Cindy, what clue put you over the top and got you to Shula's?
When you said that you might want to dress a little better.
Okay.
At Shula's?
Yeah, I was thinking that might would get it.
Hey, yeah. Cindy, you know, he left the covered bear for Saban when Saban got to Alabama, so Saban had a lot tougher job when he took over as coach. Just
I should have threw in
so,
a football clue
you know,
on that.
See, that's what tells you Jason is this closet Alabama fan because now he's even using ex-Alabama players as his clue. So, you know, the truth is now starting. It's really starting to hit me now where Jason's loyalty really is.
You know, and they say as we get older, we get wiser.
But then again, I don't know. I guess it could be Newton's Steakhouse one day. I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, Sandy, yeah, I am sitting here with an orange shirt, an Auburn cap, a navy blue cap with the orange AU on it.
Did you see his picture on Facebook, Cindy?
Yes, I saw
Okay,
it.
She's already seen you.
So
he's looking good, even though he's got on the Auburn, but, getting smarter, though. He's using the Alabama clues. So.
That's right. That's what gave it away.
Cindy, I would tell you to wait and put you on hold, and we'd get your information and tell you how to collect moolah, but you know that all too well. So come by the office one day. We'll get our fifth or sixth picture of you and pay you $50 for being this week's moolah winner.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Thank
you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Eddie, if you ever lose anything, I'm telling you, Cindy is the person to call.
I'm telling you, man. That's unbelievable.
She could find a needle, not in a haystack, in a hay field. She could find it.
Highway 31 in the circle around, that's crazy, around the Galleria.
Yeah. sleeping in the what used to be the Winfrey. I think it's changed names
well,
now.
Well, I stayed there a year ago. It's still the Winfrey. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, I think it's changed.
Has it? Okay.
Eddie, a subject we were talking about, and I said I wanted to get you to say that again on air because the way it slipped through, people may not have heard it, and if Sheila's listening, I'm sure she'll want to hear it again.
No, and what I said, and I would agree, if I had to start a team today, I would hire Gus Malzahn over Nick Saban simply because I think Nick will retire within the next 2 years. I don't know how Gus's offense is going to do in Oakland. But I think it'll be successful.
We'll never know wherever
he takes it, because you know Auburn is one of those jobs that you try to step up from. You know, it's not a destination job, and so we'll see how it works at the next level. But yeah, if I was an NFL GM, I would probably definitely start with Gus.
Now,
as far as
speaking of using jobs for a stepping stone, Alabama has been much of that too, as you know, Bill Curry. Left Alabama for the Kentucky job. So.
No, Bill Curry was run out of Alabama, unfortunately, by a brick at his window. I don't blame him for leaving.
He had a rough time at Alabama.
Yeah, I think our new Hootie, when Hootie came in, he didn't give me any vote of confidence for losing to Auburn 4 years in a row. That didn't help him either.
Okay, here is a little trivia question for a Coleman Sports Talk Live t-shirt. And this is easy. Cindy, you're not eligible to win this due to all the other wins you have had. Give me Texas A&M, the head coach at Texas A&M. What's his name? That is simple.
That is easy.
If you don't know it, Google it and call and let us know for a t-shirt. So.
Johnny, you can call back for that one.
Yeah.
There's Tally.
Hey, Tally, I already owe him a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So. Tally, are you on with us?
What's happening, Jason?
Hey, Tally, Eddie has broke down up here today and had confession time. He's already said that if he started a team, he would hire Gus Malzahn as his coach.
No, I didn't say that. I said I would hire him at this time over Nick Saban. I didn't say as my coach because Saban's going to retire in 2 years. But Tally, Jason's thrown in all these facts. Poor Gus, you would have thought he'd picked up no players, and he tries to come up and spin, you know, like a good Democrat that he is, you know, try to spin.
I trust you. I'm not an Alabama fan, and I'm not a Democrat.
Yeah, like he tries to spin these things into how Gus is better. And I asked him, I said, how many years has Gus? Gus has not even coached as many years as Saban's won national championships. He's trying to tell me Gus is the better coach. Are you kidding me?
Hey, you know, I was thinking about that a while ago, Eddie. Gus is on cloud nine, you know, and hey, he has every right to be.
Tally, I feel like, yeah, that's what I was going to say, I feel like there's a but coming here, so you already said it, go ahead.
Yeah, but when you put four national championships in 5 years, then you can say he's probably the best coach in the state of Alabama. Hey, who'd y'all play, was it LSU? Yeah. Is LSU or...
Tally, let me remind you, haven't played LSU yet, so be careful.
Ain't they one of the weakest teams in the West this year?
As hard as it is to believe, they may be the weakest team in the West, which is very hard to believe.
I would say it would be them, Arkansas, or Alabama, one of those three.
Yeah, Kansas State is Auburn's quality win this year. We will say that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't say Alabama has one at this time. But Kansas State, and I don't even know if I can count that as a quality win for Auburn either.
Well,
that would be their quality win on the road.
We have two wins over top 20 teams when we played. They were ranked in the top 20. Alabama lost three in a row to top 20 teams.
Yeah. But then again, what did you say? How many national championships was that, Tally? How many has Gus won? Or
he didn't pull that out last year.
How many has Saban lost?
One, hadn't he?
No, he's never lost a national championship game. How many has Gus lost?
Gus has
lost one.
Yeah.
But that just goes back to being experienced and more prepared.
He didn't make a national championship. Yeah, that's right. He didn't make a national championship when he didn't win it that year.
They don't talk about, 13 or 17 seconds, but they'll talk about 1 second all day long, Tally.
Tally, when... when you go your first year into the national championship, there is a learning curve, and so I think he learned.
Now, hold on, Tally. Jason's already told me he was an assistant when they won a national championship, so Gene knew how to prepare better when they won that one, so we'll have to give Gene credit.
He may have.
2010.
I may even say that. He may have. Hey, Tally, who you got Saturday?
Between who? Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn,
Mississippi State.
Oh, Alabama and Arkansas. You know Alabama's going to beat Arkansas. If they don't, then I will. I hope they do. Now, it hurt when Drake went out. When Drake went out, it was worse than pro throw. Man, yeah. My gut fell down. I just felt sick in my stomach.
Tally, the worst injury we had, though, he won't come back, was Kelly, our center, getting hurt. Will hurt us probably more than anything.
Probably will.
Yeah, that's when we had bad snaps, and you know we had a lot of procedure calls, and it just seemed like the timing was way off after that.
And I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think Alabama and Auburn both has got their head on right at this quarterback position. I don't know which one we need to use. I ain't got the last idea.
Yeah, I don't either. I think Jason doesn't have an idea on Auburn's either, though. He's still
no. I've got an idea. But it's not
Jason knows. Yeah, he's for the backup for sure in that situation.
Well, I think he's better. I think the backup's better, too, the way I seen him play here a week or so ago.
Nick Marshall took them to the national championship game. He did have Trey Mason. What was the fullback's name that was so good?
Prosh.
He didn't win the national championship. That quarterback, Marvin, didn't win that national championship. I don't care what you say. That running back Auburn had.
No. Michael Marijuana Dyer.
No. Oh, you talking about the Cam Newton?
No, I'm talking about last year.
We didn't win it anyway last year.
Yeah. When they played for it, the reason they all played for it because that running back y'all had. What was his name?
Trey Mason.
Yeah, Trey Mason.
And the crazy thing is he's not doing anything in the pros. And I thought he was, you know, I thought that was a steal in the third round because he played so well in the SEC. I was very surprised.
I'm fixing to let you go, but now you asked me about the Alabama and Arkansas game. Well, you know, I'm going to pick Alabama.
What about the Auburn game?
The only thing I can say about that Auburn game and Mississippi State game is, who turned the dogs loose? Who turned the dogs loose?
Hey, Tally, do you know the coach's name of Texas A&M by any chance? The head coach's name?
What's his name?
That's what he asked you, Tally.
Jason's giving away a T-shirt if you know. I know you're not listening because you're out of town.
Yeah, I'm at Myrtle Beach. I can't remember his name, but you better not give my T-shirt away.
We've got you one.
All right.
I'm trying to get
Tally, thanks for calling.
All right.
Good talking to you, brother. All right, we'll see
you. All right. Bye.
Tally, a regular caller, Alabama fan, and always good for a chuckle when Tally calls.
That is for sure. That is for sure.
What do you think about these standings? Eddie, agree, disagree, or Auburn 1, Ole Miss 2, Florida State 3, Mississippi State 4, Alabama 5 in this poll. Baylor 6, Oklahoma 7. It's the Bleacher Report again.
Oh, okay.
Notre Dame 8, TCU 9, and Texas A&M 10. You see anything that stands out?
Yeah, you know, me... When you're the champion, you've got to be knocked off. You know, as bad as I, you know, your buddy, what I don't remember his name, the big Florida State fan would have to agree. What's his name, Jeff?
Yeah.
You know, you've got, you know, to be the man, you got to beat the man, and they still haven't lost yet. Auburn, I think, is right there where they need to be. I think Ole Miss is a better team than Mississippi State. At this time, I would definitely rank Baylor ahead of Alabama. And as bad as I would hate to say this, I would have to rank Notre Dame ahead of Alabama at this time. So there's a lot of things I disagree on. I've still not sold on the West yet, based on what I've seen. There's still a little bit more football left to play.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of football to play. And what we think we know now will probably be totally wrong.
So what do you think?
I think Auburn... Number one, Florida State 2. I'm going to go Mississippi State at 3 and Ole Miss at 4.
Now, understand, and you have to admit this is true, a week ago, you were telling me you guys were not good.
That's right.
You were overrated. So you're telling me you're not buying into what I bought into the Florida thing?
No, I am partially. Okay. I will say I am partially buying into it, but I've seen what Auburn can do when they play their game. LSU, not the LSU team that we've known in the past. That's very evident. But a week ago, 2 weeks ago, Auburn could not have scored 41 points on the Huntsville Nursing Home.
So. Okay. What's your opinion on Mississippi State? I don't think we really got there besides Auburn was going to win. What do you think about Mississippi State as a football team?
I think Mississippi State's good. I think I'm not sure they're a top five team. I think they're a top 10 team. I don't think they'll win.
You think they're better than Ole Miss?
I think they're better than Ole Miss just due to Prescott.
Prescott, what about the Ole Miss's defense? I'll give you the Mississippi State defense, terrible. Yeah, and so that's probably the reason because I'm still old school guy, so I'd have to go with Ole Miss. What's your opinion of Georgia?
I think Georgia has had it's not luck, but they've been fortunate. Mm-hmm. I think in the West they're at.
You mean the East? At the East?
No, I think if they're in the West.
Oh, they're in the West. Oh, okay.
They're at number five.
Okay.
I think their defense is along the same line as Texas A&M. They've squeaked by. They squeaked by Tennessee. I just don't think they're the team.
I think the East will be decided.
But they're going to win by default.
I think the East will be decided this week. And we both picked Georgia. And we both picked Georgia. So we both feel they'll come out of the East and play in the SEC championship.
Georgia has been a letdown for me this year. So yeah.
That's going to be, I think it comes on at 11 our time on CBS Saturday. That's going to be, may have to pop some kind of beverage early on Saturday to enjoy that game.
An adult beverage at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, somewhere right in there.
I will be down on the coast.
Are you going to watch football or are you going to be on the beach?
Oh, I will be watching football.
Okay, just curious.
All right, real quick before we go to a break, we've got Sandy from Dodge City on the line. Sandy, are you with us?
Yes, Jason, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good.
Hey, if you're guessing on Moolah, Cindy just took it.
Well, I'm guessing on that question, the head coach.
Okay.
Oh, there's another one.
Can I do that?
You can do that.
You can.
Okay, is it Kevin Sumlin?
Kevin Sumlin is it.
You are a winner.
You're the winner.
All right, what did I win? Remind me.
Sports Talk Live t-shirt. If you will stay on the line, you will need to pick between blue and white, the size shirt, and give us your address, or you can come by the office and pick it up. So.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, thanks for calling. Congrats.
Thanks.
All right, 5:30, it's time for a break. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee
and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
All right, 5:33 Tuesday afternoon, Eddie, and something I need to remind everybody about. If you listened last week, you heard my brother, his wife Janice. Tonight is the night for them on TLC, 9 o'clock, Preaching Alabama.
Set the DVRs.
It should be interesting, to say the least.
I have got the series being recorded just in case I'm out of town. I will not miss one of them. I will promise you that. I just had a friend of mine, Donna Garner, a longtime friend from, like, kindergarten. I guess she's listening to us online. And she goes, "You're keeping good company these days, Eddie. The guy on the radio you're with sounds really smart." So, yeah. As you can tell, she must be in blue and orange as well.
Well, so, we don't know that, Eddie.
Yeah, we know that for a fact. Her mother accused me last year. She almost got hit by a bus, and I was on the bus. She thought that it may have been me directing the bus.
It was probably a dang Alabama bus.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been. I was just crying tears when I made that long bus ride back to Birmingham.
Was she at the game last year?
Yes, she was at the game with her mother. They went to Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they didn't come home as happy as I did when I went to Pasadena. I had a really good trip out there.
I bet you did.
Enjoyed it. Enjoyed my trip to the
I'm being honest, Eddie.
Did you go to Pasadena?
Yes, I did. I couldn't have came back happy if Auburn had won. I can't stress enough for those of you that's not been to the Rose Bowl, you need to take a trip out there and enjoy the fine facility that's known as the Rose Bowl.
I mean, just for the history of it, I've been to Lambeau, I've been to the Rose Bowl, and just... I felt the seats were really tight in the Rose Bowl, and you were so cramped.
Yes.
And if you had any size on you, somebody in your aisle, yes, you were in trouble. But have you ever been to LSU Stadium?
No.
It is the same way. We went down a couple of years ago, and basically you can't sit down because there's not enough room for everybody to sit in the stadium. We had to stand up, you know, because there just wasn't room in the seats for you to
sit down. At the Rose Bowl, if you're sitting, and the rows are not normal. I mean, a normal row... What, 20, 25
yeah,
seats?
Mm-hmm.
These rows of seats are probably 60, 70 long.
That's crazy.
And if you're sitting on seat 30, you're going to have to walk across people's laps to get out. There's no possible way to walk between their legs and the seat in front of them. Bathrooms, you have about probably two bathrooms for every 10,000 people.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then
they had a lot of adult beverages they were serving at the time as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you go out of the stadium, and 70,000 people are herded through a chain link fence and the stadium, and it's probably 50, 60 feet wide. People going every direction you can think of. We got up as Auburn made their last attempt to score there, and I told my wife, I said, "Let's go." We got up, start to leave. We could not move. We could not budge. I'm talking about. We got on the last bus going back to the hotel about 45, 50 minutes after the game was over. So.
Yeah. But wasn't it just cool just to walk in and see the Rose Bowl standing there in front of you as you're walking into the stadium?
Yeah.
That's a great experience, you know, to have.
Eddie, a national talk show has tweeted and... It has been...
Is this Feinbaum?
No, it's not. It's not actually...
Okay, well, that's good.
Feinbaum. It's Colin, I guess you'd
call it Herd.
Yeah, Coward or yeah. Cowherd.
Colin Coward, yeah.
So he has drawn attention from Alabama fans.
He always does.
By saying the Nick Saban dynasty is over, the Alabama dynasty is over. So, you know, crazy fans, Auburn's got them, Alabama's got them. So I want to play a clip from, I'd say, the craziest other than...
It must be the Phyllis clip, huh?
Yeah, it's Phyllis and what she had to say.
Give me 1 second, Jason. We're going to pull up on a different format.
Okay.
So, sorry.
Phyllis, if anybody has listened to...
From Mulga.
Yeah, from Mulga, the Feinbaum Show.
I went to Minor High School, which was next to Mulga before I moved up here. I was actually talking to somebody last week from Mulga. I said, I actually dated a girl from Mulga one time. So
it wasn't Phyllis, was it?
It wasn't Phyllis, but there's actually, you know, I know people from Mulga.
And yeah, we've done a lot of work in the big town of Mulga right before the tornado hit.
Did you ever cross Baby Bridge? Well, the bridge has changed now. It used to be a haunted bridge down in Mulga.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Tommy, just holler at us whenever you get it, and we'll talk to you.
Yep.
Phyllis.
Yeah, she's become world famous, I guess, now
on the
SEC network.
She is all over the SEC network, national TV, and she got that way the same way, and his name escapes me now, the tree poisoner.
Yeah, Updike.
Harvey Updike, yeah.
The same way he got famous from being crazy.
You ready for Phyllis, Jason?
Yeah, let's play Phyllis. Here is an Alabama fan upset because the Saban dynasty could be over.
Call of the day.
Hey, cow turd, you are just, I don't even have a name for you anymore, except cow turd. How dare you say that about Alabama? They lose a game. They lose a game, and they lost it to a good team. The team beat Alabama. But how can you say, after the dynasty took all these years, all these decades, one game is going to mean that Saban's dynasty is over? You're out of your freaking mind, cow turd. You need to go back to whatever the hell you was doing before you got on the radio. And how dare you call me out? You call me out, you're going to get me back. You hear me, you punk? How dare you? I don't understand the way you act towards... It's Bama. That's what it is. It's Bama. You don't hate any team in this nation except for Bama. And you know why? Because they're better than what you've got. Nick Saban is a better man than you are. You could never coach because you don't have a bit of coaching in your body. You have nothing but to sit there and insult and damn and just carry on about everybody that's doing something different than you. You're jealous. That's the bottom line. You're jealous. And Bama's coming back. Bama has not lost. The dynasty is not over. Do you hear me, Counterd? Bama's dynasty has just begun. Kiss my butt. Roll Tide.
Hey, Tommy, next week if Auburn does lose, would you please play Charles from Real Town if he does call in, just so we can even this up while I'm out?
You know, and you've got to admit, Phyllis is a special breed.
She is a special, like Charles and others.
You know, I think Phyllis probably talks that way all the time.
She's
from
Auburn.
I can see her ordering her kids around that way, her husband.
Where is Real Town, Jason? I don't even know where
I don't have any idea.
So
I want to avoid.
Yeah, avoid the Real Town. And it's, but, you know, I get Colin where he comes from, and he loves to push the Alabama guys, but probably, and I don't know this for a fact, but if you checked ESPN's recruiting rankings right now, I would just about bet any amount of money who's ranked number one or number two.
And so,
it's kind of hard to say he's losing his dynasty based on he's still getting the athletes to come in. And so that's, you can't win without good players. That's for sure.
Eddie, four teams that have managed to knock themselves out for now, all four, very possible for them to play their way back in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you the four teams. You tell me your opinion. Give me a percentage on... what you think of them getting back in. If you think it's good, give me an 80% or whatever. And then tell me what these teams you think has to do to get back in.
Alabama, I'm going to give a 60% chance of getting back in. And it's pretty simple. Just win, because everybody in front of you is going to lose.
Very possible. We will see. Is the Saban dynasty?
Yeah, within the top four, you would make. If Alabama wins that, well, they'd be guaranteed. But if as long as they win, they're in. Now there won't be. If Alabama ends up second in the West this year with the loss to Ole Miss, they will not be brought in the four. I don't believe that.
I remember, and I think you may have been one of them, and you may still have this opinion. I don't know. I'm not saying asking this to aggravate or rub salt in the Alabama wound.
Oh, yeah, you
but
are.
Many people said at the beginning of the season, Alabama can't win with Blake Sims at quarterback. They can't win the national championship. Is that still true?
I was one of them, and based on what I saw Saturday, yeah. And the unfortunate part is I do believe he is the best of the two quarterbacks that we have in Tuscaloosa.
So you think Jimbo was blowing smoke?
I think Jimbo was being a smart football coach, keeping Winston competitive.
What do you think about Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Sooners?
You know, I think their percentage is probably they're 11th right now. I think their percentage is probably 65%. And what helps them is that conference does not have they don't have a championship game. So anything out of that conference, you've got a better opportunity.
You know, they say that they crown a true champion because they
play everybody.
Everybody.
But, yeah, whatever.
How do you crown a true champion when it's possible? Oklahoma, TCU, whoever else. Three teams could end up with one loss.
Do you remember the Texas A&M?
So you have three true champions?
And how the Texas Tech a few years ago and how they had to come up with who was what, when, and where when they did have that problem in that conference. So that's just total – they can't get enough. They need to grab a couple more teams to get in that conference to have a championship game.
What do you think about the Oregon Ducks?
I'm going to give them a 75% chance.
75%.
Yep, and looks like they're number 12. I mean, Stanford, they lose to Notre Dame. I still don't think it's a good football team. All right, USC loses again. UCLA is not any good. I mean, who else is good over there? Who's going to beat them? You know, Washington State did almost beat them, but yeah, I think it's their competition. Washington's no good. I mean, and everybody's talking the Pac-12 is good. Their champion will probably be in the Final Four, and I think Oregon will end up winning the Pac-12.
Eddie, who is good? Because you're saying all these teams are not good. You said the West is not good this year.
No, I said the West needs to be proven, but right now I'm nervous about the West. Right. They could be.
Is it they're not good, or do you think it's maybe things have evened out?
Well, things have been, and that's the way college football is set up right now for things to be evened out.
Right.
You know, and that's
scholarship reduction.
Yeah, the scholarship reduction is when Johnny called earlier. He was talking about, you know, Bryant can put as many people on scholarship as Bryant wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And Bryant truly had people that could have started for other schools that just wanted to play for Bear Bryant.
Right, and he wouldn't sign them to keep anybody else
and
from
using. And he could. Absolutely.
Texas A&M.
Zero. I don't think
zero.
I don't think they're any good. They're going to lose this week, and they're done. I think they just played off that South Carolina win, which has been proven it was not a good win. And they caught them off guard. They jumped on them, and the South Carolina couldn't stop them.
All right. If you're a Texas A&M fan, that's not good odds.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you another one. Michigan State.
Michigan State. Yeah, I would think Michigan State's got the best chance of any of the teams we talked about.
Okay, give me a percentage.
I'm going to say they would bump up there about 70%.
They're sitting there eighth in the AP poll. They're playing, you know, they still got Ohio State in their way.
Because as you said, the SEC teams could take care of themselves for Michigan State.
Yeah.
And Michigan State move right back on the ladder and up they go.
Even though the world knows it's a weak conference, it's there. All right, I'm going to give you one more. The team that just beat Oregon, Arizona.
Arizona, zero.
Zero.
I don't know if Arizona can get in. We've got to go to a break, but I don't know if Arizona can get in undefeated.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Tuesday afternoon, Sports Talk Live. Eddie, it goes by in a hurry when you're talking Alabama Auburn.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. I just asked Jason a question. I don't know if he heard because he stuck back on his headset. Hypothetical, if Notre Dame beats Florida State, and that's Florida State's one loss, and they still win the ACC championship, is Florida State in the Final Four?
No, I think Florida State's gone. I think everybody's had enough of Florida State. They've had enough of Jameis Winston. They want to be done with Florida State.
But you think the committee wants to be done with Florida State?
I think so. I think if you lose in your Florida State out of the ACC, but it's an SEC team.
But you're losing to an undefeated Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I don't know. They still could slip in with a loss to Notre Dame if they win the conference. I think they would.
If you do, you'll see me. I'll be a sick human being.
Notre Dame's done if they lose to Florida State.
I want to say congratulations again to Ross Crocker, Coleman High School, our People's Bank Player of the Week. Ross passed 19 of 26 for 265 yards, two touchdowns, and Coleman's win this past Friday night. So congratulations, Ross Crocker, for being the Player of the Week. Eddie, going to do something. Start it right now. Just came up.
Okay.
We'll take this on into Thursday night. I'll dish this off to Runny Thursday. Call and give us the winner. Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, Mississippi State, Florida, LSU. Going to use that one because that's going to be a pretty even game.
Okay, what about Georgia, Missouri?
No, we're not worried about we're not worried about them.
Okay.
We want the West, LSU. Okay. Call and give us that. We're going to ask you one score. Anybody goes 3 for 3, whoever's closest on the score, if there's a tie, you'll win a $20 gift card to, let's say, Logan's.
And you're going to throw in that Florida game before the Ole Miss A&M game?
Okay, you talked me into it. Ole Miss, Texas A&M. All right, you got Alabama and Arkansas, Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M.
Yeah, because those are the three big games.
So call, give us your winner on these three games. Pick the score of the, let's say, the Ole Miss, Texas A&M game. And the if there's a tie, we'll go by the score. If not, whoever gets the most of these wins a $20 gift card to Logan's.
Jason, I read the SEC power rankings today. Are you surprised that Arkansas was ranked higher than Georgia? Arkansas 6,
yeah, very,
Georgia 7?
Very.
Missouri was 9th. I think LSU was like 11th.
Sometimes I wonder where they get these power rankings.
The top 6 were in the West with the exception of LSU, which was 11.
And LSU is a shocker.
At 11.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, how do they get to 11?
It's just unbelievable. You know, and they've recruited well as, you know, they've recruited well.
Les Miles is going to have to eat some more grass or something.
He's got to do something. We know they've got a good defensive coordinator, and they had a good offense coordinator.
The number 256-737-9951. You want to try to win a $20 gift card to Logan's. Call, predict these games, pick a score. Don't cost a thing. Kind of like Moolots, free money. So this is a free gift certificate. So
those are three interesting games that could go either way because Auburn's on the road, and Ole Miss is on the road, and Alabama's on the road.
All right, Eddie, against the line, Alabama, Arkansas. Let's say it's at 9. I think 9, 9.5. Who you go with? If you're putting $100,000,
if I'm putting $100,000, and Alabama's a 9 favorite. Based on the matchup, I would probably bet Bama on that game.
Boy, I tell you, with $100,000 on the line, I don't know.
Actually, I wouldn't bet it, but
I'm going to say Arkansas. Okay. I'd take Arkansas plus the points.
Okay, the Auburn, what's Auburn, -3?
Auburn's -3.
I would take Auburn.
I will agree on that one. That's $200,000 we've spent, so another $100,000 Ole Miss, Texas A&M. I think Ole Miss is a 3, 3.5 point favorite. Let me check it.
And if that's the case, I would go with Ole Miss as well.
So $300,000 on the line there for you, Eddie. Mm-hmm. I just put those bets in while you were calling them out. So.
Okay, there you go. I appreciate it. Now I have to borrow $300,000 from you though, but I appreciate you putting my name on it.
You're barking up the wrong tree for that kind of money. I might let you borrow $3.
Okay, that might work.
Hey, how about Oklahoma, 14.5 point favorite over Texas?
I would go with the Sooners because Stoops is not going to be happy, and he loves beating Texas.
Baylor, 8.5 over TCU.
Where's that game being played?
At Baylor.
I would have to go with Baylor.
Boy, that one's going to be interesting.
You know who I like? I like East Carolina right now. I think that guy's done a great job over there.
Ole Miss, wait a minute. Ole Miss has become a 2-point underdog.
Oh, well, I would still keep.
You get 2 points.
I'm still keeping my money on Ole Miss, of course, but it's just. Jason, can you explain to me where this Texas A&M love is coming from? And maybe you see something that I don't besides the South Carolina.
No, I've seen very little of them, but I think that's it. I think 90% of it boils down to that.
Did you watch the Arkansas game?
No.
Arkansas dominated that football game until the very end. I mean, I don't get where this love's coming from unless the odds makers just think that, you know, Alabama a lot of time physically beats up people. And so if they think that they're hurt or they're just coming off such emotions, if you notice that when teams beat Alabama, they have to rush the field because it's such an unusual thing.
Hey, how about they carried the – not only do they rush the field and we'll pay a $50,000 fine because that's 3 times that they've rushed the field. They rush the field. I mean, if their mother, mm-hmm. you know, changes the TV channel, they're going to rush the field in Mississippi. Okay. 3 times they've done that, paid a $50,000 fine, but not only did they rush the field, tear the goalpost down, they proceeded to carry it into town.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Well, the guy will never try to run up against another coach again, I'll promise you.
No.
That won't happen.
Yeah, anybody hasn't seen that, need to check that out on YouTube.
He did.
Better than any tackle Alabama made.
I think it might have been better than, especially late in the game, any tackle Alabama made that game. We might should see if that guy's got any eligibility left.
Anyway, we've got 3 minutes, so let's go over some housekeeping items. Again, Ross Crocker, the player of the week, Coleman high school quarterback, 19 of 26, 265 yards. Friday Night Live will be West Point, Russellville Friday night. Join Tommy and Jason as they bring the game. I think I'm going to do that from the beach.
There you go.
Visit live95coleman.com. The show will be on demand. Give them an hour, hour and a half after the show. You can listen to today's show, any show for that matter, or any Friday Night Live show on demand at live95coleman.com. Visit us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You never know when a moolah clue will come across on Twitter. Easy to find. Eddie, appreciate you coming in and sitting in for Ronnie. I would give Ronnie a hard time about not being here, but very good reason he's not here. And I can always give him a hard time later.
You can catch him next week. But I've got to ask one quick question. What did you think about Hugh Freeze? And I don't know if you heard the kid that kicked Kenyon Drake when his foot was broke. He suspended him for a half. Do you think, and he didn't have to suspend him at all, do you think that's the right move?
Oh, yeah.
Give him long?
Yeah, I think a half is it. I mean, if he had made solid contact, maybe longer, but you know, I think a half, because as you said, he didn't have to do anything. So.
Yeah, and I appreciate him doing something that, you know, that shows what
kind
of character
he's got. But I don't think he should
have
lied on to go with it.
No.
And saying that nothing was meant by it, because it's very obvious.
Yeah, that's true. It was very obvious, and when that kid hurt like that, you didn't know how bad it was at the time.
Right. All right, rolling down the last minute again. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for allowing me to and putting up with me. And, you know, I was a little nervous about coming today.
It wasn't that bad.
But it wasn't bad, and give Jason props. I mean, he picked it. I abused him. He stuck with it. I gave him opportunities to change his mind about every week, and he stayed strong to his prediction, and I knew he would be hard to live with, and he is.
Hey, Jason, before you two guys go, I've got one last trivia question for you.
Okay.
Since we've been talking about coaches and coaching history, who is the only coach in the state of Alabama now that's lost to UAB?
The only coach?
Nick Saban.
Hey, I love it. I love it, Tommy.
Had to do that, Ed.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
And that is a good way to close today's show.
Thanks.
I bet you Gus Malzahn doesn't lose to UAB.
You're probably correct.
Thanks for coming in, Eddie. Hey, join Ronnie and some special host Thursday afternoon as I will be at the beach. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
Comes ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? I stand here on the edge of the seat.
Listening to Live 95 WRJM LP, Coleman.